I'm Katie Masouris, Senior Security Strategist with the Security Development Lifecycle Team at Microsoft. I'm here at Blue Hat, joined by John Walton, Principal Security Lead for Business Online Services Division of Microsoft. Thanks for joining me, John.
Thank you, Katie.
So tell me about your talk here at Blue Hat.
So my talk is going to be on Software Plus Services. We're going to talk about some of the examples that within our division we've run into, challenges, advantages of doing Software Plus Services. As you may know, Software Plus Services is one of Microsoft's very big strategies for the future, and our division is kind of leading that effort.
That's great. So what are some of the primary security challenges when you're dealing with software no longer in the box on the client side, but offered up as, dare I even say, cloud?
Well, for some of them, you have to wait for my talk, but some of the major issues that we see are multi-tenancy. A lot of our products, box products, they were designed to run in the enterprise, have a single tenant or a single administrator to them. And what we're doing with those products is taking them online. We're enabling them for software as a service, and you have to enable them for multi-tenant administrators, and you run into challenges with that. Secondly, we see a lot faster development life cycles. So instead of your 2-year to 4-year development life cycles, we have products that ship on average every other month, as quickly as possible. And so because of that, you have a lot of challenge dealing with like an agile development life cycle. That's something you need to take into account when you're doing things. And then lastly, the security development lifecycle, excellent tool. We really need to continue to improve on that and develop new requirements and recommendations and new tools or automation for online services. And SDL version 5 starts that effort, which I think is excellent.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the plug for my team, by the way. Appreciate that.
Anytime.
Tell me a little bit about some of the unique attacks that you're facing in this software as a services world as you're moving towards that.
Some of the attacks that we're seeing, at least within our team when we do penetration testing, is you have these Web 2.0 technologies that everybody's kind of jumping on board with quickly. And maybe the security mitigations aren't at the same development speed as your products or your technologies. And so there are new threats that are associated with that. As mentioned, multi-tenancy, where you have one administrator trying to attack another administrator, or when you deal with a lot of these plugins like Flash and Silverlight, those can also expose weaknesses in the design and system. And so those are attacks that you'll see at the Blue Hat track on Friday as well. So.
Excellent. So. Just tell me a little bit about some of the things that you're doing to protect, our customers out there from some of these attacks that we're seeing.
A lot of what my team's responsible for is ensuring that the development teams that we work with or the engineering teams are following the SDL. But in addition to that, we do a lot of manual security code reviews. We do a lot of penetration testing. Because there aren't really the tools, available today for online services that, would just identify these attacks for you, we really have to rely on knowledge within a security team. And luckily enough, within our division, we have that. So we focus primarily on these new threats and identifying design weaknesses both with our current products as well as what we can do to mitigate that in the future. So
is there anything else that you'd like to add? Any important little nuggets from your talk?
I'd say that there's going to be some great stories. The stories will have two main points to them. One is that we are identifying issues as we develop these new technologies and these new offerings from Microsoft. But then the lessons learned from that are very important, and this will be able to, anybody will be able to take this away, whether you're building a Brox product today or maybe you're going to do an online service in the future. And so you can use the lessons that we've learned. The great news is that all the lessons and the issues that we identified did get fixed before shipping, and I think that's an excellent story for Microsoft Security.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really looking forward to your talk.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.